glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves
you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, January 16th, 2017. Quite the crazy weekend with weather and fluctuations, but we're hoping all that bad weather and ice and I guess no snow, but at least all that weather that affected us this past weekend won't be happening this Friday and Saturday.
Yay.
As we're getting close
right.
to our grand opening open house. We can't wait to have you all out. All facets are coming together. We have some great food and treats and snacks, some entertainment, some people you'll be really blessed by as they present, along with seeing how we are using Unit 112 and 114 to God's glory. And I thought it would be appropriate to have the very person that's not only been with the radio ministry for about, 20 years now, but has been very instrumental and key in the remodeling, in the developing, in the design, in the implementing, in the putting it together. In fact, even the other day and this weekend, he's been doing various last-minute projects to pull it all together. Many of you have known him through the Singing Men of GNN, the various roles, whether he's been singing in the bass section or doing sound. He's always or generally always the first one there, even a week or two before, doing the setup and doing the arrangements, to being one of the last to tear down and lug all the sound equipment and the risers back into the trailer. But for the past 3 to 4 months, he's been instrumental in being here, helping put together the center. And so before I formally introduce him, now many of you probably know who it is already, and he's been featured a time or two with some of his testimony. There's going to be a little story told about this individual. And Marianne, I want you to share a little of what you learned about this individual, not only through the story. So maybe you'll read the story. This was published a couple months ago in the Prime Life Times. And so you're familiar with the voice of Marianne Offenstein, and so she'll be a part of our meet and greet team on Friday, this Friday, as everything's coming together. But we thought we would feature this individual today because, to a large degree, the reason this is such a neat-looking studio and facility is because of his hard efforts and his energies and his expertise and what he's done to really transform this, if you will, rectangular box.
Really?
Into a state-of-the-art studio, conference room, storage area, and a meet and greet. So, Marianne, what did you learn about this individual, and then you wrote up this article?
Well, I did, but first of all, how about me and you give a round of applause for the work he's done?
Woo-hoo!
Yay! Everybody else can join
Thank
in.
You. Thank you.
Oh, I got together with Jim, you know, did we have lunch, was it? Or
we did.
Coffee, something. And interviewed him for the article for December in the Prime Life Times, and then I wrote it, and I will read it, and it was, I was very encouraged. That's what this first sentence says, and it's true. And the title is A Man for All Seasons. I left my breakfast with Jim Gunther personally encouraged. One seldom finds an individual with such diverse talents who has managed to put each one so fully into use with graciousness and humor. Owner of the Guitars and Cadillacs studio in Mahomet, Jim is committed to providing new talent the use of a quality recording facility. His proven background and unerring talent in sound production and presentation have made him a mentor. During his childhood on a peach farm with his four brothers and sisters, he loved riding horses and playing baseball. He also enjoyed art and taking things apart and putting them back together.
Still doing that.
Yeah. His father taught him to help others without seeking recompense. Jim's own self-effacing stories of things he's done to help organizations and people are humbling. Later on, his family lived on an unused, picturesque dairy farm. They turned the stone barn into a venue where many famous singers performed. Jim performed his first song at 12 years old. It included the words, "I know that God knows what's best for me." He still believes those words. Jim has performed with numerous artists in well-known places over the years. His accomplishments are many, from national competitions for auto technology to theater, radio work, sound production, and home remodeling. Currently, Jim is project manager for WGNN WGNJ and is remodeling the new location. he comments that there are seasons in our lives, and this is my season to be renovating the space for the radio station. But Jim's a man for all seasons. His ability to let God use his talents and weave the difficult downs and exciting ups of his past into a tapestry has produced a person who is a tremendous blessing in such varied arenas. Merry Christmas, Jim, and thank you. From Great News Radio.
Mr. Tapestry, that might be a new little nickname for you, Jim.
Oh, well, I doubt that.
I'm humbled.
Well, I've known Jim Gunther, I guess, over 19 years because It was a little over 19 years ago through me being at Twin City Bible Church and dreaming up the concept of the Singing Men of GNN. And somebody had said, hey, you should contact Jim Gunther. I think we've shared this over the years, but we got connected and you were like one of the very first that joined the Singing Men of GNN way back then. And you have literally served the radio ministry in so many different ways. And of late, the last 3 to 4 months, almost like full time here, You and I just about every day would meet up. And you were doing just something the other day. And you even left sunny, warm Florida, having a good time with Signature Sound and some of your buddies down there to come up for our grand opening open house and to finish a few projects here and to be a part of an upcoming Singing Men concert. And so, Marianne, I'm so glad you captured the essence of who Jim Gunther is, a servant, a caring person, somebody who seeks the best in others. You don't hear Jim bad-mouthing people. You hear Jim encouraging and has just been a godsend, Jim. You know I've said this probably 100 times to you, used of God in this radio ministry, and so the applause was heartfelt. But I want our listeners to know, when you come this Friday or Saturday and see the unique work God is doing through the center, it's because of people like Jim Gunther and many others that have assisted. But it's really beautiful here, and it's fun to have you in the studio, Jim.
Thank you.
And this is the week for the grand opening. So please, everyone, come on out this Friday, 4 to 8 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 2 p.m. Come both days. Come anytime during that time. And there'll be food and fun and giveaways. The Tootsie Roll Banks, Lord willing, are going to be arriving today, so I'll have some volunteers come together, put little stickers on them, and we'll have those available to give out to people. Columbia Street Roastery is going to be supplying coffee, right? Ice cream and punch. You'll be supplying some punch. Giordano's Pizza is going to do some pizza on both days.
That's what I want.
And then Ken and Jan Roderick.
Oh, anything they do will be great.
Who did the, 2,000 different desserts
at our... Yeah, 2,000. It wasn't quite that many.
Well, I think there were 2,000 different. If you counted all the cookies and all the slices, there was, I think they said over 2,000. But they're going to have a lot of fixings. But they're going to also do some finger foods, some, vegetable and relish trays and some snack foods. And we'll have something a little different from Friday afternoon versus what we'll have Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So we hope you all can come out. We'll have some giveaways and some prize drawings and tote bags and some other things to give you. So, So, Marianne, you've done a number of these articles.
Yeah.
Jim was featured 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And you get to sit down with the individual. So walk our listeners through what you do to capture somebody's story. And you only have, 300 words to put it into?
I know,
Jason, you had a couple hours with him, and he'll be featured next month.
Yes.
But you sat down with Jim. You didn't really know him other than he's buzzing around me doing a lot of things.
Right. Well, we talked, at the station a lot, but not like that. And I just sit down and let people talk and get a flavor and a feel for what they're about and kind of their heart and what I sense from them. And, and then I write the article. And I have been very blessed and honored and humbled myself at the kind of reviews or whatever you want to call it coming in on these articles. And I feel like they are, I hope, a real witness to people of what we're about, but also what the individual's about, like Jim. I mean, and he's sitting here not talking, and that's unusual because he's a real friendly guy and really fun, and he has all kinds of fun stuff, and he came up with a great little tagline for us this morning and so forth and so on, but he's sitting here, and I don't know if he's not liking being in the limelight or what's happening here, but...
Hey, let me give him a little shout-out credit, because for our listeners, this should be happening any day now. The Texas Roadhouse, as they know, if they give during this month of January, or they even write us, they'll get a free appetizer coupon. So if they make a donation to the station when we send them a thank you, they'll get a free appetizer coupon. That's worth $8.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Those tater skins or cactus blossom, the cheesy fries, the fried pickles, the rattlesnake bites, or the tater skins. So they'll get one of those. And so while I was over there talking with the manager, Jeff, and we're just kind of brainstorming or thinking outside the box, he said, how could I assist the Great News Radio listeners? What could I do?
And that's music to your ears.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And whether, you know, sometimes, like, he's donated the bags of peanuts and those great rolls with the butter.
I want to go there now. Yeah, so you do this. When you get on air and you start talking about these restaurants,
yeah,
like
food.
Any of them, it's like, it's horrifying. Because
helps.
Well,
yeah.
Well, tomorrow we'll talk with
it's
our
wonderful.
Nutritionist, Jim Painter.
I know, we're going to be back to that. That's
our
very
Wellness
important.
Tuesday, so we'll see if they'll authorize
that. No Tootsie Roll talk that day.
Yeah.
Okay.
But as we were talking about that, he said, you know what, we have this program, and only 8 businesses can be involved, and, you know, you would have a no-compete clause. Anyways, we'll get to advertise Great News Radio at the Texas Roadhouse, basically, for nothing.
I know. That's great.
I'm going to get some gift
that's
cards,
so
but
nice
that was part of the package. So they said, you know, give us your logo, whatever you want said, and so we're going to do our God Listens, You Can Too logo with the frequencies. But we were thinking, what should we put underneath it?
Well, yeah, we spent an hour working on that.
Yeah, we were like, do we have the words hope, encouragement, joy, or faith?
In between everything we were doing, we're like, could it be this?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Jim, when you finish drilling that hole, what about this idea? So we were kind of throwing, and this was literally happening.
This is how it happened.
He was
just
pounding on the wall, working on something, and we were thinking, maybe we don't just go with words. Maybe it's a concept, but we didn't know. And so somehow something came up, and Jim goes, what about like something like food for the soul?
It's perfect.
And we thought, oh, we really love that.
But at the time, he was laying on the floor drilling under the the counter. How about food for the soul?
Yeah, so that'll be, if you stop by the Texas Roadhouse in the coming days and you're in that lobby area, they have this TV screen. Well, they have a TV that you can watch,
right,
like whatever's on the TV. Usually it's ESPN or something.
I
the
bet.
Guys are always watching the sports things. But there's another TV. It's a little bigger. And they have ads, and they have what they're featuring, you know, the snake or the ribeye or whatever it is. But every so often, every so many seconds, our Great News Radio logo will come up with our frequencies. God Listens, You Can Too. But then underneath it, it'll be food for the soul.
I think that's perfect in a restaurant. Good for you, Jim.
And for the unchurched person that might look up, I think they'll be intrigued by the logo, that oval shape with the frequencies, and the God Listens, You Can Too. That kind of is catching, and it's Great News Radio. But food for the soul, I think everyone will smile when they
I
see that, and it ties in really well. So, Jim, now we got to add to your arsenal of the caps you wear as, like, promotions director or something.
Okay.
Huh?
Let's do that.
How many titles do I need?
Yeah, I don't know. Marianne had
just
7 once,
me.
So you probably...
See, what you don't understand, Jim, is when he gave you that title of project manager, it was big.
Yeah.
Well, it was a huge raise.
Yeah, yeah. I think I doubled it at the time. What I was paying him,
he
got a double.
You, Mark.
Yeah, yeah. Or you could say add another zero to the end of it, and it increases that much, so... But, Jim, maybe from your perspective, I mean, you've had a heart to serve. Anyone that knows you, you assist. Mm-hmm. And you don't hold back, whether it's, you know, shoveling dirt or remodeling cabinetry or painting a house. Herb's like the Herb the Radio Servant. I've always called Jim like all-purpose Gunther. And when I do something, this is kind of, you know, behind the scenes, but when I do something like a carpentry project or something savvy that is a hands-on thing, I'll say, I pulled a Gunther today. Yeah, I did
a
Gunther today. Yeah, so there's such a thing. Did you remember on the trip to Israel you were with us?
Yes.
Where we talked about, oh, I got schwecked because there's this guy named Schwecky, and he's
good
a shopkeeper.
Yeah. So, you pulled a Gunther.
So
you
I pull a Gunther when I fix something or
it?
I do something that's out of the ordinary where I'm like, I was Jim Gunther today. And so that's kind of fun to do. But, Jim, you kind of caught the vision early on, what we were going to do, how to be in the marketplace at the crossroads here at Lincoln Square. How to reach the unchurched, which is a passion for you. You have a lot of friends that aren't Sunday morning church attenders, good people. Maybe they had a background but got burned by the church, or maybe have some walls up, or are, you could say, hostile or agnostic. But you get along with a lot of them, and I think it's some because your dad always said, look for the best in people.
Sure.
But I guess my two questions are, you know, why are you wired this way, and why have you devoted so much time to this radio ministry to get it to this point where we can have this grand
opening? I think you look at it like an investment. If this were an investment corporation, what can I invest my time in for the best outcome? I look at the amount of people that you touch, and I think through radio, it's one of the largest ways to get to the people. So not everybody is meant to be on the microphone. Yeah. not everybody's meant to speak, and there's things for all of us to do. And like in the article, I think there's times in your life where God opens up a door and says, you need to go through this. Mm-hmm. You need to do it. It may not be what you want to do, and 9 times out of 10 it isn't what you want to do. I guess on that trip we went to Israel, you know, my thing I got about the Israel trip was Paul's journey. I'm sure he did not want to do that, but he was led to do it. So I look at what can I do, the best bang for the buck, kind of, if I were an investment counselor. And I guess I saw this as a win-win. I had no reservations about you coming in here. I think it's a great place. It gets you out in with the people. And there has been so many people come in here since I've been working. Yeah. Yeah. I cannot believe the amount
of people.
Well, a
number of your friends, they wanted to see the progress you were making.
Sure.
And were like, this is neat. This
well, and
is
he
special.
Has a lot of friends, so
right.
There's a lot of
yeah.
people.
Yeah, there
are.
Well,
yeah, right.
I mean, because of this, we had one gentleman rejoin.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And you got to know him better. People that have just come in that I've introduced to what this is. I've invited them in. You never know.
Right.
You know, it's like going fishing. You don't catch every fish.
Right, right.
But if you catch one, that's a good day.
Right, right. Right.
So I look at this. This is a challenge in here. Working commercial is always a challenge.
Yeah. I mean, now, that's some technical term. Say somebody's sitting home. What do you mean, working commercial?
Is that TV?
Well,
what?
It's not working in a residential home.
Right.
Yeah.
But working, getting in here from the parking to lugging materials. We spent one day just getting materials, and poor Mark, I think I wore him out.
Yeah.
I didn't want to tell him. I was dead tired.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were carrying those huge sheets of drywall.
Yeah. Was that from Menards or somewhere?
Yeah.
I came one day. You guys, I was texting you, like, where are you? Like, we're at Menards. Next day, we're at Lowe's. We're here. We're there.
Yeah.
I do remember, though, getting back to with the article and working with my dad, working on churches at nighttime.
Mm.
And Dad always said, people don't need to know what we're doing.
Mm.
God knows.
Right.
So do it. Get out. And you go to church on Sunday. No one needs to know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've done most all my projects. And most of the people, other than the pastor and the janitor, didn't know who did it.
Yeah, looks like at Grace Church in Muhammad where you attend, that whole sound system that you set up.
Oh,
now,
my.
One thing about Jim, too, and it's great, he's like a perfectionist. And so you can kind of know that if you say, this is what I want, it's going to be done right. There's not going to be any corners cut.
Well, at least we try.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's amazing to me the amount of things you know how to do. It's like you just already know it. You know how to do it.
Well, I think it's trying to cut costs, Marianne. And let me tell you what, there is nobody that knows how to cut costs better than Mark.
Yeah.
The two of you together, it's really
yeah.
You know,
my
something.
Dad always made a comment, smart men hang with smart men.
Oh.
So you look at Christ, and you look at his disciples that he had. These guys had it going on, and he knew that. He was the smartest of all. But he surrounded himself with good people, and I think that's one key. Then you can go out, then you can witness, and you got fuel for doing that because you've got good mentors.
Wow.
Well, that's kind of been a mutual relationship. When I say I pulled a Gunther, I was Jim Gunther today, it's a compliment because he can do so many different things, and he does them well. And we kid around. He says, if you ever want to get a bargain, because he'll say, I pulled the Burns today.
Oh, that's great.
I asked really big on this thing.
Well, you know, the old concept, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Right.
Well, what if you do get? And it's trusting God, like trusting on doing this project in here. It's like, all right, what do we want? And show me the way. It's coming up with some things, and it may be in the middle of the night I think of something and write it down.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the excitement of it.
Right.
The excitement of thinking about a new studio. I mean, I was pumped.
Yeah. There was one night, I think they said 2:30 or 3 in the morning, I couldn't get to sleep because I had the problem solved. How do we rectify or, you know, accomplish this in light of these obstacles or these circumstances? I can't remember. You've done that actually a few times over these past so many months, but you were thinking, like, Mark, I think I got it set up. If we could do this, and then you drew it all out. And
yeah.
It's been a learning curve for me, too.
There was a song that I did years ago, and it's the one that Marianne mentioned. It's called Give of the Best of Your Master.
Hmm. Oh, that's the name of it.
It may not be the best, but it's your best.
Right.
And I guess I've always kept that in my mind that I'm available and I'll do the best I can with what I have. And then know when to back off and have somebody else come in. Like Steve McQueen from Dyke Corson Music.
Right.
Steve's great. I think the world is Steve. Mm-hmm. This is a guy. We have a mutual respect for each other on sound. He looks at me and says, man, I don't know how you do what you do with what you have. I look at him. I say, Steve, I just like hanging with you because I learn every time I go in. And he says, well, to do what you do with what you have takes experience too. And I said, well, I think that's why we get along. It's that respect of each other.
Right, right. And I should say he's the one that came in and you and him were doing all the wiring and the soldering and the headphones that work and the sound system in here. Well, you did a lot of the sound system, but he set things up into this mixer board and the microphones and all the cabling that each, because of the way you hated wires. I don't like wires around there, so we got to do everything underneath here and here, and they all fit together. It looks great, and
well, I have a question, fully functioning.
Mark.
I have a question because I know we're going to run out
of time. You have a question,
time.
Mark?
No, I have a question, comma, Mark.
Couldn't resist myself.
Jim back really soon, like after the open house, because I am totally inspired by what you were talking about.
Thank you.
I really am.
We'll talk some more about it. Well, Great News Radio listener, this is the week, this Friday and Saturday, the grand opening open house, Friday 4 to 8 p.m., Saturday 9 to 2 p.m. Come out anytime. Invite your friends, family members. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of giveaways, prize drawings, food, tasty snacks and treats, and the world's greatest listeners will be gathering here. So lots of wonderful fellowship. We'll be in Unit 112 right across from the food court. But wait, there's more. We'll also be utilizing Room 114. It's right next door. So we're going to really enjoy it.
I think we have free bag giveaway, don't we?
Jim wants these Great News Radio tote bags out of here. He's been bugging me for weeks. When are you going to get these out of here? And so, and we'll have a couple easels set up. We're still dreaming up and praying up some furniture, some sectional pieces that'll be a part of where we can have conversational English classes and people can just relax and sit and fellowship and pray. And so we'll have a few things that maybe you want to participate in, but we hope you can come out this Friday and Saturday to the Great News Radio grand opening at Lincoln Square in Urbana. And parking, it'll be easy for you, and then just kind of head into the middle of the mall or right across from the food court.
I have to say one last thing. Remember what Jim Gunther just said. You don't have to give the best. You have to give your best to the Master. I'm going to keep that with me all week.
And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Offenstein, and Jim Gunther with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.